Rockcastle Media Networks presents
Today in Rock History with Dominic Forbes.
It is Friday, it's September the 1st, 1953. Buddy Holly auditioned for radio station KDAV's Sunday Party.
Well, we met in high school, I guess you'd say, in Lubbock, Texas. That's our hometown, and we all went to the same high school there.
1955, Bruce Foxton, bassist with The Jam, is born.
The press, the media want to pigeonhole you, etc. But, yeah, I think we were deemed at the time that the black sheep of the punk movement. But, we did have a lot in common with the Pistols in a lot of respects.
1967, Boss Skaggs joins the Steve Miller Band on guitar. After recording two albums with the group, Skaggs left in 1968.
I got real lucky when I called those guys up and we started to record.
1972, David Bowie releases John, I'm Only Dancing in the UK.
I'd never seen Jimmy, really, but I'd heard some of his albums. It sounded like, I don't know, nihilistic rock.
1973, born on this day, J.D. Fortune, Canadian singer, winner of the 2005 CBS reality television series Rockstar in Excess.
I was in an airport in Hong Kong, literally got a handshake, said thank you very much. I found myself like really alone because I had, traveled with these guys for 23 months.
1979, U2 released their first record.
Ladies and gentlemen, what can I say about these august men, these titans among rock and rollers? The band for the future, the 80s or 90s, who knows? U2.
1980, Fleetwood Mac wrap up a 9-month tour at the Hollywood Bowl with Lindsey Buckingham telling the audience, this is our last show for a long time.
We have not broken up, certainly. It's pretty up in the air. It's on hold. We will do another album at some point. I think it's just everyone seems to be off in, a million different directions right now.
1984, born on this day, Joseph Mark Troman, guitarist with Fall Out Boy.
So I started playing guitar at 10. Before that, I was playing trombone.
1989, U2 bassist Adam Clayton pleads guilty to a charge of marijuana possession, but an Irish judge lets him off the hook in return for a donation to a Dublin's women's centre.
I have a history of getting into trouble in Ireland. I think the worst morning of my life was when I woke up to newspaper headlines of U2 star drags guard of 45 feet.
1998, David Bowie unveils his BowieNet online community.
Well, altogether, entries and voters, we had over 200,000. That's not hits, that's actual interest.
1998, Deep Purple singer Ian Gillan is charged with assault and battery for allegedly hitting a security guard in the head with a microphone during a concert in August. The guard, Michael Kennedy, was trying to remove an unruly fan from near the stage.
So the situation ended, and we're all glad it ended. We had to rebuild. Of course, now the distance of time is so great that we just remember the good times.
2004, former Libertines frontman Pete Doherty was given a suspended 4-month jail sentence after admitting possession of a flick knife.
I knew it was going to be a bit rough to start with because, a lot of overcrowding and the medical facilities, although they do their best, they are good.
And today in 2010, Sammy Hagar announces that Chickenfoot are 4 songs and 7 pieces of new music into its second album.
Is there going to be another Chickenfoot album?
Yes, there will be another Chickenfoot album.
Yeah. That is Today in Rock History for Friday, September the 1st. For more information, go to the website dominicforbes.org. See you tomorrow.
Today in Rock History with Dominic Forbes.
FTP delivery, 100% self-contained barter. 208-718-2525, rockcastlemedia.com.